11 months ago, American athletes were celebrating their best performance ever in a Winter Olympics. Credit for that went to the U.S. Olympic Committee, which raises and spends more than $120 million a year on Olympic athletes and sports. But the committee is steeped in internal political turmoil, which has Congress and corporate sponsors wondering about future Olympic success. NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
A six-page letter arrived at the United States Olympic Committee this week from David D'Alessandro, CEO of John Hancock Financial Services, one of the biggest sponsors of the Olympics. It is time, the letter said, for the USOC to justify its effectiveness. The endless missteps it went on are damaging the Olympic brand and the image of sponsors, diluting the return on their Olympic investment. D'Alessandro's letter cannot be ignored, says Mike Plant, a former Olympic athlete now directing Turner Sports.
If you're a sponsor, you want to be associated with companies that people respect, people aren't embarrassed about, that people hold to a very high standard. If you can't live up to those characteristics, it's going to affect your ability to retain and attract sponsors to say, hey, this is what we stand for, and you can trust that you are associated with a quality organization.
The letter was addressed to Marty Mankemeyer, the president of the U.S. Olympic Committee, and Lloyd Ward, the group's CEO. They each represent warring factions struggling for control. Mankemeyer is an unpaid volunteer at the head of a volunteer board of directors. Ward is the paid day-to-day manager of the group's paid staff. They're both at the center of a political battle that has long plagued the USOC, notes Ed Hula, publisher of an Olympic newsletter called Around the Rings.
I think it's the chemistry that exists between the volunteer leadership of the United States Olympic Committee, which in some ways calls the shots about what's going on, versus the professional staff that work in the Colorado Springs headquarters. And there's frequently this clash between what the volunteers think the organization should be doing and how the professional staff feels it needs to be conducting the affairs of the organization.
This latest infighting came to a head after CEO Ward was accused of helping his brother's company bid for a lucrative contract with organizers of the Pan American Games. Ward's allies say Mankemeyer exploited the accusation in an effort to oust Ward. Some have demanded Mankemeyer's resignation. It's all very public and ugly and familiar. The USOC has had four CEOs and three presidents in the last 3 years, but that doesn't mean the group is ineffective, asserts Bob Stavertlich, a volleyball gold medalist on the USOC board.
We're still going to produce fabulous athletes. The U.S. still is the dominant athletic-producing nation in the world, and we're going to still have the stars and still have the heroes, but you know, it is a distraction because these things aren't pleasant to read about, and no one wants to be associated with anything that might just be too politicized.
Stavertlich does worry about corporate sponsors like David D'Alessandro, and D'Alessandro isn't alone, according to Ed Hula at Around the Rings.
For deals that have yet to be struck with the United States Olympic Committee, this is giving some sponsors pause. There's one major sponsor which says that it's looking at this situation. They believe the USOC is a dysfunctional organization, and they're trying to weigh these kinds of factors and deciding whether they're going to go ahead with their sponsorship.
There's also concern in Congress. Republican Senator Ted Stevens of Alaska has called U.S. Olympic officials to Washington for a face-to-face meeting next week. He wrote the federal law that gives the USOC exclusive jurisdiction over Olympic sports in the United States, and he says it may be time to rewrite that law. Howard Berkus, NPR News.